My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. Rich flying solo all alone today. And right off the bat, I got some negative feedback from our contingent of Southern listeners about last week's episode. See, me being from Pennsylvania and Carolyn being from North Carolina, we have a lot of listeners in both states. And I guess I went in on North Carolina a bit, at least in their opinion, but I wasn't making fun of Southern accents. I think they're cute and they're quaint. And honestly, I don't apologize because I think you guys are just misunderstanding what I said. So, a friendly yee-haw, y'all, to everyone down south. I love you, and I was not making fun of you. But that episode also brought about something else, because it took place in Wilmington, and Carolyn brought up that Dawson's Creek, I think was what she said, also took place in Wilmington. Someone else brought up that One Tree Hill also took place in Wilmington, and that started a whole thing. So, because I made the mistake of saying I was a Peyton guy, not a Brooke guy, we started rewatching One Tree Hill. Now, One Tree Hill wasn't my thing. That was Carolyn's thing. I watched it with her because I'm a loving and adoring husband. But apparently, being a Peyton guy or a Peyton person or anything like that instead of a Brooke person is the wrong move, as has been made abundantly clear to me. Apparently Peyton's somewhat of a ghoul. I didn't get that, or at least I didn't remember it. So, in what is the literal opposite of the point of Why Bloody Valentine, we are going to watch all 100 million episodes of One Tree Hill. So, I'd expect that to get worked into the podcast a bit. If there wasn't so many episodes of it, like, say there was 40 episodes of it, I might even consider starting a One Tree Hill podcast with Carolyn so she can really get back at me instead of just having the rom-com revenge every 5 episodes or whatever. But that is absolutely not my recommendation. I'm not recommending you watch One Tree Hill. I would never do that to you guys. My recommendation is actually a series of books. I haven't finished the third book yet, which I think is the last, but who the hell knows? You can always add books to a series. But I think it's the last. I haven't finished the third book yet, but I'm far enough in that I think it's a safe bet. Because like I said, I already read the first two books, and I'm like halfway done with the third. So I feel comfortable, unlike with Ratchet, which I still haven't fucking finished. Which, am I ever going to finish that fucking show? Who knows? I might. Now that we're watching One Tree Hill, though, that's going to take up a whole lot of my TV watching time. But the series is called Rule of One, and that's also the title of the first book. And they're written by Ashley and Leslie Saunders. All of them free on Kindle Unlimited, which I'm sure you're tired of me talking about, but it really is great. It's so worth it. I've read so many books on there. Probably 80% of the books I've read this year were on Kindle Unlimited. And then the other 20 were like books that I bought or books that I had or one time a book that I found. in the car while we were waiting to get a COVID test because it was like 3 hours waiting in the car. And I was so bored. My son forgot his phone. So I fell on my sword and I gave him my phone, but then I had nothing to do. So I dug around in the car and I found a book called Stargirl, which is apparently a book that kids get assigned in school now. And I read that and that was pretty good too. And apparently it's on Disney Plus now as like a show or a movie or something, but I probably ain't going to watch that shit. And also I ain't recommending Stargirl either because there should be more books in that series. And I don't like how it ended. It made me feel bad. But anyway, we're talking about the Rule of One series. And I think they're young adult books too. I'm not really sure though. They're pretty easy reads. And the book centers around two identical twin teenage girls. So, probably young adult. But I like young adult books. I don't care. Judge away. They live in a dystopian United States, specifically Dallas, Texas, which is like the most powerful state. They live with just their father, who is like the head of the state's family planning bureau. And why is that a big deal? Because the Rule of One refers to a one-child policy mandated by the state. So, your boy's being naughty here because he has two children, despite being the guy that's in charge of carrying out the one-children policy. One-child policy. So, the girls are forced to take turns going out. Like, they can't both go out at the same time, obviously. They live in, like, a basement when the other one's out. They take turns going to school, and they live, like, they're the same person. Like, there is only one of them. I don't want to spoil anything, but this obviously can't go on forever, and all hell breaks loose. And it breaks loose pretty quick. So knowing that, I didn't really reveal far too deep into the story for you to get into it. You'll find that out pretty quick, and honestly, you fucking know what's going to happen. You know that it's just not a book about a girl that lives in a basement while her sister goes to school. Obviously, that's not the book. Because that would be a shitty book, probably. Especially a shitty three books where they just take turns going to school. Not great. But they hit all my centers of cynicism, so that's why I think I really dig them. The government controlling our day-to-day lives, technology tracking us, the surveillance state, loss of freedom, and of course, kids trying to change the world. As I've said, I think it was in the Now and Then episode, I brought up like Stand By Me and The Lost Boys, the whole kids saving the day and saving the world thing, right in my wheelhouse. I don't really know anything about the authors, but I've got to assume that they're twins. So this series at least seems like it's personal. Maybe they have been coming up with this story for their whole lives. Like I said, I don't know this. I'm simply making shit up. But that doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility that the two main characters, they wrote as themselves. And I highly recommend it. It's easy, but it's pretty exciting reading. I know I said I'd probably recommend another Christmas movie this week, but I'm just not feeling too holiday-ish today. Now then, I'm not gonna lie this time, like I did about the Christmas movie recommendations for this month. I didn't want to pick a Christmas-related horror movie because, like I said, everyone is surely doing that. I said that in the last podcast, the last mini podcast. But still, it's the holiday season, so I feel like we should have some sort of theme. I don't know, it just seems right. I also feel like this theme can carry on for years and years and years. I'm assuming this podcast lasts 20, 30 years. So this December, and every December going forward, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Kingsmas. There are just so many Stephen King movies to cover. I feel like this is a great way to hit them without turning this into a Stephen King podcast. Because honestly, we could do like a Stephen King movie every month, but I don't want to do that. I even considered making my recommendation this month his books, but that seems like way too much King. Maybe next year I'll do it, but I don't know. That seems like a whole lot of King, and I don't want to be the Stephen King podcast. So I tried to go with one most people have seen. At least I assume most people have seen it, because there's a lot of deeper cuts out there that we can get to later, but they're not nearly as important. So I figure we'll cover the important ones first. Maybe next December we'll do one big one, one lesser known one. I actually wanted to do Carrie this episode, this upcoming episode, but you have to rent it everywhere. And I've really tried to stick hard to using just the big streaming services so people don't have to spend more money than they're already spending to listen to the podcast. And I'm not about to make you rent a movie when you're already spending way too much money on Christmas presents that your kids won't even use in 3 months. So I went with Children of the Corn instead, which, to be fair, we almost watched a couple months ago, and then I changed my mind at the last second. I don't remember what for, but I think I talked about it. So we're finally going to get up to speed on that and cover a movie that I've wanted to cover for a long time. By a long time, I mean since the podcast started in, like, March.
Every child is afraid of the dark, the unknown, the nightmare. In Gatlin, Nebraska, that nightmare is in the corn. Stephen King's Children of the Corn. Stephen King, the author of Carrie, The Shining, The Dead Zone, and Christine, an adult nightmare. Children of the Corn.
I'm here, Lord! I'm ready! Help me!
Stephen King's Children of the Corn, an adult nightmare.
That was a fine trailer. It didn't give too much away at all, and I really dig the adult nightmare tagline. I also dig that Linda Hamilton's in it. She was really good in the new Terminator movie. I don't know that the new Terminator movie was that good. I kind of waver on it, really wishy-washy on it. I don't think it was the worst of the post-Terminator 2 sequels, but man, most of those really, really suck. And I don't think the new Terminator really sucked. It's just such a high bar to live up to. Terminator 2 is like my third favorite movie of movies. Like, a lot of people have films in their top five movies, but all my favorite movies are like sci-fi and horror or comedy. I am not refined whatsoever. I've seen Children of the Corn a bunch, and I remember being real scared of it when I was a kid. And there's a part in there that we'll cover this in the actual episode that always gutted me. It made me so sad. But we'll do that in the full episode so I can tell Carolyn about it. And Children of the Corn is widely available for free. We'll likely watch it on Amazon Prime with the subtitles on, and it's an old movie, so I'm sure they're just auto-generated disaster subtitles, so we'll try not to talk too much about that in the podcast, but I bet it'll come up. But if you dig, like, legitimately free, no subscription needed, you can watch it on Tubi and Pluto with ads. I would not recommend that, because as I'm finding out watching One Tree Hill on ad-supported Hulu, they're a real fucking drag. I don't usually watch anything on Hulu, except I think I watch Bob's Burgers on Hulu, and that's basically it. And maybe Always Sunny. I don't remember where I watch Always Sunny, but it might be Hulu. But when we got the Disney Plus bundle, it reverted to ad-supported Hulu for some reason. And we used to have the ad-free version. And man, if I'm seriously going to watch 187 episodes of fucking One Tree Hill, I'm going to have to make a decision here on these ads, because it is legitimately unbearable. So, I think that's it for this week. I'm off to just lay in my bed and stare at my incense waterfall for about 20 hours. Be sure to check out the new single Fiction by I Am The Storm, and have a great week.
Yeah.